Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Good night. Hey, Sife, do you remember that remix for Loud Hangover, Getting Made?
No, I don't. Kinda, not really.
What was that? Does that predate you a bit?
No, I was there. I was there. I just don't remember that remix.
Like you know the song. You're saying you don't remember the process of it.
Yeah.
Yo, the amount that Flex used to bring this back.
His version?
Yeah. Well, he did that. I imagine. Tell me if you think I'm right. I'm guessing Flex put that at the beginning of the song, sheerly for him to be able to bring back.
Oh, to cut it up?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because how does this fit with the song?
Not at all. He just loves cutting up that part.
And then it starts over. Actually, it's genius. He uses two pieces of songs that aren't a part of when the real song starts that he loves to cut up.
He loves to cut up.
So he was like, I'm going to just put a couple bars of each, and then when I play it on the radio, I'll just continuously bring it back.
He specifically made DJ records.
I was, by the way, welcome to WANEP is Dead.
WANEP is Dead.
We'll spare you all the BS, appreciate all the Patreon people. Appreciate all the supporters in general. We love you. Keep it coming.
Just in case, by some weird reason, if you're not following either one of us, at Cypher Sounds, CIPHA Sounds.
Okay.
And at Rosenberg Radio. Just in case.
With an ERG. But we appreciate all you guys, and the Patreons continue to slowly but surely move up, and so we appreciate that. We put up some content. I was thinking, you know what we should do? What do you guys think? I know Billy June will get scared that we'll be taken down by the, you know, music industry of America. But, Sife, I think we should put up some mixes on the Patreon.
I would love to do that.
Why not, right?
I would love to do that. Actually, you know what's funny? Mm. I was thinking about finding I have all my old radio shows, like my More Fire mixes.
Ooh.
And I was wondering, like, where would I put those?
How about on the Patreon?
What if I threw them on the Patreon? They'll be some fire mixes. I don't know if 1UP fans will like them, but Cypher Sounds fans will like them.
See, I mean, I don't judge 1UP fans. You don't even know what a 1UP fan is. I'll be honest, I don't know what a 1UP fan is.
Not anymore. No, they've changed.
And, like, we can spot the originals. Like, you can spot I like Turtles, and there's the code words, obviously. But it is we're figuring this out. But I will say this. We're looking at the numbers. I am satisfied with the growth. I'm happy with where we're going. And grateful.
I am satisfied with the girth.
No, growth.
You know what my favorite thing is? The Lady 1UP fans. I love the Lady 1UP fans.
That surprises me. I wouldn't expect that.
No, I love them. I love them. They are the
Speaking
best.
Of ladies.
The new ones.
They're new ones?
Yes, the new ones.
By the way, I'm not trying to be a hater, but I think it's time for us to focus on a 1UP shirt. It feels like we're kind of just fucking it up at this point.
I literally had two meetings, and Jamal was like, should we tell Rosenberg? I was like, not yet, because it's just going to bother him with the process.
Okay.
I'm literally a week away from showing you all this stuff.
Okay. You know what that makes me want to play? By the way, he did it on that song, too.
Why are you doing this?
Flex did it again. Let me put that DJ sound effect at the beginning for no reason. I was flying back from Tampa this week from WWE, and sometimes what I like to do is go on Mixcloud and just search for Flex mixes. And you can find a lot of Flex, like 90s mixes, a lot of Flex Westwood collabs, which was basically just Flex doing a show, and Westwood would talk and play Westwood and Flex drops. And it was that era where he was playing his records off of his album.
Yeah.
And I ended up, like, coming away feeling... I know this sounds crazy, but hear me out.
Okay. All right. Here's
Flex has almost become so big and garnered so many haters over the years that I actually believe Funkmaster Flex as a DJ is underrated. What do you think?
I know what you're saying, and the answer is yes.
Like, you go back and listen to Flex in the days of playing hip-hop that people of our generation wanted, like, really was into. First of all, his selection of new hip-hop
is
perfect. I mean, underground. Yo, he played this, and I remember he used to play this all the time. You'll probably even remember this. He played this. An I&I B-side. Props. Mm-hmm. He was playing the A-sides and B-sides of super underground records. And my favorite thing about Flex as a DJ in those days, and he still does it occasionally, he really created Syph his own. I don't know who he based it off of, because every DJ inherently borrows and steals from others. I stole all of his. He created his own way of DJing. Like, his Flex mixes, what he did, the way that he got out of records, the way that he chose to...
Oh, who are you talking?
Fuck up. No, go ahead.
Bro, I'm saying, when I used to fill in for him, before the days I was even allowed to talk or say my name, I had to be a fake Funkmaster Flex. I mastered all of his scratches, all of his transitions. I was copying Funkmaster Flex. Not even copying, because I have my own style. I was pretending to be him. And it was completely different than how I would DJ.
Do you think you could still do a mix as Funkmaster Flex?
If I a throwback mix.
That's what I mean. No, not new. Mix. No.
Yes.
A throwback. I gotta tell you, that's the thing I admire about Flex the most. He still does it now with commercial records. And, like, I don't give a fuck about those records. And Flex has been doing this so much longer. He should be less excited and less amped by the new commercial music. And he's so much more into it than I am.
There's two Funkmaster Flex philosophies, and I don't know why we're...
Why not?
This is what we're doing. There's two Funkmaster Flex philosophies. There's one, there's the era in which he wished he was a popping DJ, which was late 80s, early 90s. That's when he wishes he was the man.
Because they're the records that he loves the most in his heart.
Eric B. for President, So What You Saying, EPMD, even down into like Tribe and Brand Nubian and Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all that shit. When he gets into that zone, his selection is
because he was a straight up kid fan, just in.
He was in the clubs. He was opening up. He wasn't the main guy, though.
So as a result, he was the dude paying the closest attention and wanting to be the best. Right.
Exactly. And he gets into and the dedication to that era of not just playing the songs, but what was going on around the city, where people were hanging out, where people were double parked in their cars, what clubs they were going to. He knows all that shit and studies it, right? So when he gets into that zone, it's untouchable. Because even like someone like a Mr. C or a Clark Kent, who are also phenomenal, they play it in a different way. They don't put all those different elements into it. Secondly, Flex's ambition to stay hot is unfathomable, son. It's crazy. His mission to stay hot in the streets, no one can touch it. No one can touch it. He will play records with someone who he has legit beef with if they drop a hot record. He will never, ever take personal emotion into the fact if it's a hot record.
No, that hot record is the only thing that makes him tick.
If you have beef with Funkmaster Flex and you want to squash it, put out some heat. Put out some heat. Because he will not let his personal... I don't know what's going on with him and Jay-Z. I've seen a couple of clips, and it seems like him and Jay have some issues. But he still plays all the Jay-Z bangers.
Oh, yeah, he would never...
And I'm sure... And if Jay dropped a banger today, he would play it. And he'd be like, yo, you know I got differences with Hov, but...
And it also dawned on me, I guess, and the reason this is coming up, like I said, is because I was listening to Flex mixes, is that there was this very basic attitude that still is pervasive, and now I'm a victim of it too, of because hip-hop has been a young man's sport because it was a new sport. I mean, this genre was new.
Right.
Everyone was ready by 2010 to send Flex out to pasture. That was like, well, you're done, old man. But then I was thinking, I'm like, wait a second. Frankie Crocker and Dick Clark, Casey Kasem, all the old school DJs who had a huge platform.
Even, what's his, Don
Cornelius.
Did Cats
go give those up? You don't give that up. And in fact... It makes the slot more important for the artists when they're getting made by someone who's been around forever.
Man,
Rosenberg's been on the box forever. Time to get young blood in there. No, it's not. Why? Your voice becomes more impactful as time goes on. So why are... I get the hate, but...
And the numbers...
Yeah, and
numbers
I get the hate.
Up.
Like, all right, you thought you... Listen, this is a podcast made up of two people whose dream in life was to get Flex's slot. Syfe and me are in two different parts of the world being like, yo, that's going to be me. I'm going to be that guy.
Nobody was closer than me. In the way of, yes, there was people at Hot... When I was Flex's intern, there was people at Hot 97 who were higher up the ladder, hierarchy, if you will. DJ Enough, Mr. C. But nobody was closer to, like, if it was to get passed off...
You were right there.
It would have been me.
And guess what? And then you realized, he's not leaving this. And why would he? This is what he loves.
Not leaving at all.
Yo, listen, if you want to be the next Funk Flex, it's going to be from starting a new platform, and you are the man on or woman on that platform. But he's not relinquishing it, and why should he, numbers-wise?
I've gotten over the years, and when I worked with Funk Master Flex, I've gotten calls.
All right.
Yo, Syf, I got to talk to you. What's up, Flex? Yo, Syf.
Oh, you have?
I'm done.
Well, I'll tell you what. You must have been.
Yes.
You must have. And he must have been like, I got news for you.
I'll say four.
It's over.
Yo, Syf, I'm done. Remember when he was making TV shows? He had a car show and some other show. He was like, yo, I'm done with radio. He's like, I'm about to pass the reins. And I was like, nah, Flex. I was lying, but nah. Flex.
Really? You were like this?
And I was like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. And then, bro, he never left. And then one time he called me. He was like, yo, they did it. The competition. They came with the right number. The numbers, I can't turn it down. The number's too big. I can't turn it down, Syf. I got my future to think of. It's too big.
Right.
I'm in my mind.
And
I'm
that
like,
would have been,
the,
that's about the amount I imagined he would have gotten offered in his prime. Like the prime of never left.
Never left.
he probably thought about that thing you and I talked about, that once you get the huge, huge check, it's a different ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. He always taught me that. His Hot 97 check, I mean, I don't want to talk about the man's business, but his Hot 97 check was not what you think it was back in the day. I'm sure when I was with him, it wasn't what you think it should be. And he did that on purpose so that so if the ratings ever slipped, they would be like, well, we're not paying, you know, out the frame numbers. So, you know, let's just figure this out. Where, like, if you get 800 grand a year and your numbers slip, they're fucking
It's a brilliant strategy, and he's always found so many other ways to make money. Anyways.
And if you're getting 800 grand somewhere else because of your popularity,
it worked out. I figured out, I have to work entirely too much, but I was like, I can make up for the money I don't make here. And guess what? And the thing that afforded me the opportunity was Hot.
Yeah.
I eventually learned it.
You're saying you or him?
Oh, I'm not saying my exact number.
You get 800 a year? You get 800 a year?
I'm not saying my number.
What's your address?
So, shouts to Funk Flex.
You getting that Paperino?
He's got a lot of tunes out there. What'd you call him?
Guap? Shout to Funk Flex.
Oh, I thought first you said Flex. At first, I thought you said fucking Flex.
Funk Flex?
Shout to fucking Flex.
I think that's his new name. No, there's no more.
I think he's just Funk Flex. I don't think he's been. He hasn't been Funk Master for a long. You know why?
No more Master.
Master's inherently old.
Plus slavery.
I heard about that.
They take that word out now. There's no more Master Bedroom.
I know.
There's no more in audio form like there used to be the Master and the Slave. They're taking all that out.
The term
Master.
Because
that's going to solve racism.
He's not even used in music
anymore.
Thank
God.
What is it? It's like the original version or the main. I don't know what word they use. I don't know if that's going to. I mean, I guess in some ways that could help. So we were thinking today, Syf, you want to do a little Q&A with the people out of them? You want to just play this instead?
Not really.
Best kind of heights, bad hug. What it is, y'all? Busting out. What? As requested on the record, my speech is live. The vibes and method. Fortified the weapon. The best one selected. You ain't the most deaf. You the most effective. Bounce and keep stepping. My inkwell is a riverbed to resurrect the living dead. I manifest what's considered, but what isn't said. Stay on the dot like an infrared. Storm the black.
Yo, man. Syf sound. You should press that up, son. On 45.
Yo.
What could you put as the B-side?
Yo, I should press that up. On 45. Yo, that that record, we were in this time last year, maybe to the date. What date is it? This date last year. I was on tour with Dave Chappelle in Europe. We did 3 weeks in London, and then we did Paris,
okay,
Berlin, and Amsterdam. We were on most stage in Amsterdam.
He was on most of the tour.
And Mos Def was on most of the tour with us. He would just close the show with us.
He was on most.
He left a couple of days for whatever reason, but he closed the show with us. Got it. That one night, and DJ Trauma's the DJ for Dave Chappelle, and he's playing the same shit every night for Mos. And I said, bro, play something else. Let's do this. And I got on that. And Mos knew the words. He knew the words. I was playing it like, I'm going to stump
this guy. Are you having a laugh?
And like, have a bit of a, you're having a laugh? Are you having a laugh? I'm gonna stump
it's
him.
It's cardiac.
And he started spitting it, and I almost had fucking.
So I'm searching for your name. I'm searching for your name right now on my computer to try to make like a joke about what the B-side could be. And I stumbled on this. What is this?
Now, last night, I was a part of history. Oh. I happened to be up here at the station when that kid Drake walked in and shut the city down with Funkmaster Flex.
Come on, man. Are we going that far? He shut the whole city down?
Shut the city down. The phone lines was on fire.
My Lord.
And just because I know Drake for a long time from my Toronto days, he's going to come by the show this morning.
No, he's not.
Drake's coming by the show this morning. Hey. So if you like Drake, wake up your friends that like Drake and wake their friends up.
Did that actually happen? Did he call in?
I don't remember, but I want to say no.
Let's skip forward and see what happens here. Hold on. This is 4/17/09.
Wow. It's 2 days before my birthday.
12 years ago.
Man, cut it out.
No, because, I've known you for a while now.
True. No, you talked to him.
Because I go to Toronto all the time. You're from Toronto.
Yeah.
And last time I seen you was at Caravana, which is, last August.
Yeah, in Fran's Diner.
In the diner. And the lady was treating us horribly because our skin was darker than normal, I guess. And, Drake was there, gave me a CD. I've been telling this on the air anyway. Yeah. I've been not on my music-ish lately.
Right.
And the last couple weeks, man, I've been hearing your name.
God, we've heard you tell the story so many times. Shut up already.
I need that.
No, I just deleted it.
No, I need this. I sent that to me.
No, it's empty trash. The trash is empty. It's gone. Wait, but did you record it with him the night before?
Yes. Yes.
I'm not there because I'm not talking to him.
Yes. Yes. I remember now. Yes. That's the classic freestyle where Drake was reading off of his BlackBerry that he got fucking killed for. That
Which
was that same
ridiculous
night.
In retrospect.
I forgot I recorded that in the other room.
It wasn't. I got it, man.
That's probably why you have it on there, because you weren't on there and you were so jealous.
I know. It's probably I was probably tight.
Toy.
Here's another random bad segment from our show. Let's see how this worked out.
What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, I see you have a lovely dog.
Yes.
What's your dog's name?
Barry.
Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is a very old Jewish man name for a dog.
He's actually named after Barry Sanders.
Wow. Oh, this is so appropriate then. I'm asking dog owners about the return of Michael Vick. How do you feel? Is this dog part pit?
This dog is part pit.
All right, I'm going to stop my day here. I'm going to go ahead and stop that. Oh, how about this? Hold on, what's this though?
Oh, I see why we love
You see why we'll get kicked off, why we were disgraced? Hold on, what's this, though?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Best I Ever Had on the phone right now, Drake.
What's going on, man?
We know the song, You Wanna F Every Girl in the World. We did not know you were going to start with Rihanna.
My Lord, man.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Whoa.
Have you read what's going on in the papers right now?
You know we're supposed to be friends, right? We're all friends. You know all three of us are close friends, and this is what you're doing to me. This early in the morning.
No, we're helping you out. We're cleaning up this massacre of your character in the newspapers.
Yeah, no. I've seen a couple things.
No recollection.
I don't remember that, but I do. I remember the feeling of that's when he started going, I'm not fucking with these guys.
That was us trying to figure out how to do a morning show. And you have to talk? It sounds like a morning show.
It sounds horrible. I don't ever want to hear myself.
It's me, Slice of Sound. Good morning,
what
everyone.
What are you doing, Drake? Oh, my God, you're fucking Rihanna.
Hey, Rosenberg, play some wacky sounds. Ding, ding, ding.
Did you see the clip I put up on my Instagram of me talking to Rihanna when she was, like, 19?
Yes, I did. I actually masturbated to that.
In that same video.
Not to you.
The longer version of that video, it's Robin Thicke, Timberland, Kanye, Rihanna, and Chris Brown. And there's a part where I'm setting up to do my shot for MTV. And I don't know if Chris Brown and Rihanna just met for the first time, but they were definitely like both awkward around each other in the clip. And he like gave her like a big hug.
Wow. But you didn't post that.
I'm not going to post that. That's
crazy.
No,
go ahead and don't do that.
Don't do that. But it was definitely weird. I was like, oh, shit. Like, the kid who helps me edit, I was like, who is this guy? Because I couldn't really tell. I was like, is this Chingy? He's like, bro, that's Chris Brown. And I was like, oh, wow.
I have a lot of, it's so funny. I forgot. Yo, isn't it weird when you find out that there are things that happened. I found an interview. Oh, yeah. I recently was searching through my computer and found an interview with Travis Barker. I was like, if you had asked me, have you ever met Travis Barker? I would just be like, no, never met him. Never talked to him in my life. Yeah. Phoner, talking. I have no recollection to that. And right. It was after AM passed, which, by the way, mm-hmm. Si, if you had a relationship, do you have a relationship with AM of some sort?
A little bit. Not much. He was definitely a fan, though.
How'd you know?
He told me.
Yeah, I feel like I heard the same thing, and I was so gassed about it that he like had love for me on I guess me being a Jewish guy who made it on Hot 97, and it's one of those things that I know I heard it. I think Paul Rosenberg told me, but after AM passed, it almost feels like I'm faking it to say that I remember that. So I don't allow myself. It's a really fucked up quality. I don't allow myself to feel good about that because I'm like, no way.
I think he was a Hot 97 fan because he was like.
He was just such a hip hop head.
When I met him, he was like, oh man, what's up? I'm a fan. And I was like, of what? I just saw you massacre this party with these fucking mashups before Serato on vinyl.
Yeah.
And he was like, I love, Hot 97. I think he might have said Juan Epp, but did we have Juan? Yeah, we had Juan Epp back then, yeah.
Yo, AM, if you guys have ever went down the YouTube rabbit hole of AM fucking shit up,
it's gross.
One of the best ever DJ nerds flipping the shit into being a superstar.
Yeah.
Like, it may be the best one.
Was he the first? He might have been the first hip-hop one, right?
Well, like, he certainly predates Khaled. And Khaled, of course, did it with other things, not DJing specifically. But they do come from the same ilk nerdiness, but being into it.
But the thing about AM was the reality check,
what,
right?
That sent him over the top? No, it was... Wasn't it Lionel Richie's daughter? It was Nicole Richie. Is that right? I think it was Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
And he just... you mean that's what set him off in becoming the Hollywood DJ? Like, the DJ of Vegas and Hollywood?
To go into that world. Which is great, which was cool because it was actually a real hip-hop head that got propelled into some other world where he could become a superstar and make all this money and fame and all that
Man.
Shit.
Man. He's one of the people that I watch and I go, why do I bother doing this?
Oh, my God.
I know so many people like that. And then AM is an example of someone who found all the success he was owed. But, like, there are people I know who I've so surpassed in terms of, quote, hip-hop success, who I don't even deserve to carry their crates.
I'm to this day, I feel guilty that I had any success, even slightly more than
DJ. I know,
because
you are garbage compared to him.
My mentor, the guy who taught me everything.
I mean,
trash.
Do I have
trash? I went when Spinbad passed away.
Of course, yeah, of course.
Remember Spinbad? When he passed away, I sent a message to DJ Eclipse and DJ Riz. And I was just like, yo, I just want to say thank you for every opportunity you ever gave me. I hope it's never seemed like I forgot about that. If I'm still to this day, if you ever need anything, I'm always just a phone call away. You know what I mean? Because Riz taught me how to DJ. Riz introduced me to Flex and Jessica, got me my career. Eclipse hired me at Fat Beats and always let
Eclipse
me tag along
disgusting.
To shit. You know what I mean? Like,
as a DJ.
Wow.
Sorry, I think you're taking that the wrong way. I meant on the turntables.
Oh, okay. That's
filth. Nice at all. I mean, those guys. Sorry, if I still have this on my computer. Oh, it's not here? Oh, why is it not here? Maybe I don't. Hit my.
What is it?
My favorite Riz mix where he's playing all the samples.
Oh, oh there yeah. It is. That's my go-to open.
You
want
to warm it up
anytime.
And you have other stuff to do, you just throw this on. Hold on.
Here we are once again.
He had two versions.
I used to practically know this by heart. You go search for this. You can find it on the internet for free. Do you remember what it's called? Live from Brooklyn.
This is called Live from Brooklyn. Live from Brooklyn.
And this, and the mixing wise, it's so understated. He doesn't OD at all. It's just clean. He doesn't try to like cut these records. Then gets out. Check this out.
Check this out.
Will you say it's okay? Hey, hey.
I mean, this man, DJ Riz, yo. Dun, 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 dun. But for me, the guys in DC, it was DJ Iron, CeeLo, and Book. Those guys were so damn good. Man. Did you know CeeLo at all when he was a Pitbull?
CeeLo, yeah. I know CeeLo. I don't know the other two.
All right, let me get a couple of questions here. By the way, hold on, this is a weird email. What is this?
Shout out Juan up. Hey guys, very famous in New York. Shirts and hoodies still available. Very famous.
No,
NY.
No. What about
com.
Juanette, man? You're killing it already.
Very
You're getting
famous,
rich without me.
Very famous NY.com. Very famous in New York.
Actually, Saif, one of someone's questions on Instagram was, can you make a shirt that says very disgraced on the airwaves?
Ooh. Yeah, because that's going to be a big seller, I guess.
Wait, Billy June, can you say that again, please?
Why?
What's the idea?
Very disgraced on the airways in New York.
I don't know if people would want to wear a shirt that says very disgraced on it. Maybe you could have a... How about this? Billy June, I have a better idea. Get this one printed up. Don't even ask any questions. Just do it. How about just write the name Cypher Sounds, but have a picture of Harvey Weinstein? What do you think about that? I think that would be good for your reputation also. All right, let me answer. Let's go to some questions. We did a little Ask Us Anything. The Night Session writes us. Happy Juanep is back. The Doom tribute shows were so clutch. Would you consider doing more DJs? What? What'd you say, Saif?
What?
You keep interrupting me.
I was just ad-libbing. I was ad-libbing.
The email? You're ad-libbing the emails? I mean, the tweets? Okay.
He said those tweets need a hype man.
All right. I'll pause at the periods. You can jump in. Would you consider doing more DJ sets under the Juanep banner like the jam you did in NY a while back? Maybe a club tour? I'd go.
Consider it, yes. Able to sell it? I don't think so.
At this point, we're still a ways away. I think in 2 years, if Juanep continues its rebuild, we could get to a place where a DJ tour, where we're just doing club nights, would make sense. Right now, as it stands, we'll do some in New York, but like I would love to do, like even the one we did on Thanksgiving night, whatever it was, a year ago, right before Thanksgiving.
I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, we could do ones like that in New York again.
That's what he's talking about.
And
I would love to do that. I wouldn't want to go to the popping nightclub of the city.
Nah.
I would want to do our own ticketed theater event. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Or
almost like kind of like offshoot.
Or we talk to the promoter in a local city and we go, yo, what's the room that's dope and only holds 150, but it's like fun and people would party for real. And obviously if it's like 150, we could pack it out and be done. Like, I'm not trying to stress selling 500 tickets.
Yeah.
And
wherever like the new up and coming artists perform. That's where we want to go.
So Wicked Knight says more of a comment.
But the problem with that is that it's whatever.
Yeah, don't get into the nuts and bolts, all right, Saif? Yes. They don't want to see how the sausage is made. They just want the delicious meat in their mouth.
Yes. Yes, we will consider it. We will put all the meat.
All right. Wicked Knight says more of a comment. The legendary Jay-Z interview you guys grabbed the clip from, his early freestyle where he was scatting and had him decode it. Please do more of this with other artists, comedians. You could jokes that flopped or things like that. I forgot what clip he's even talking about.
I like that idea though. I do like that idea.
Well, of asking people about something that's trash.
Yeah, we can decode more shit. What were you thinking here? Why'd you say this?
Well, I've been suggesting this on the morning show repeatedly, and the trigger never seems to get pulled. I think, and we should just do it here. Fuck it. It fits more here anyway. Playing an old school song and stopping the lyrics to think about what was just said throughout the song could be a lot of fun.
I literally have a show I do with my friend Will where we call it Suck MCs, and we break down lyrics, but in a comedic way, not actual.
Well, what do you think I would do? All of a sudden be really serious and know what I'm talking about? So we'd be ripping off the exact same thing. That's fine. It's yours. What's the greatest hip-hop album cover of all time?
That's going to take
unfold.
Many episodes
uncover.
to divulge into, but hip-hop
artwork.
Album, strictly artwork.
Low End Theory? But it's that it's the beginning
simple.
Of that logo.
Yeah, but that's you're talking
right.
About
but how much
relevance.
Do you enjoy looking at?
Yes,
it? Right.
Extremely relevant. You know, what I'm saying extremely relevant. I'm more like an Aquemini. I'm an Aquemini guy. I'm a you know what's a good one? Organized Confusion.
Stress.
What's that album called? Extinction Level.
The Extinction Agenda.
Put stress on it.
Wait. Hold on. Real quick, Cypher. You're talking about this? Because maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. For whatever reason, maybe they hear us talking about it, but don't understand the words that you're saying. Do you mean? You mean this?
Yo, it's the verbal assault weapon with words uncanny. You can fool me, but I cannot fuck with Rudy Giuliani. Press the panic button, shit, it's the schizophrenic.
What do you mean? God, the original and the favorite song. Yeah, well, that is a weird start.
Brain.
Oh, remember this one?
Oh, God, fire.
Straight bullet.
Let the trigger finger put the pressure to the mechanism, which gives a response for the automatic. Click to release projectiles and single.
He's so good.
Fire. That album is so good. But it's funny, the first song you pick is like the Rosenberg.
Well, I go right to the remix of Stress, of
it's
course.
It's so weird. Like, our styles are so different.
And I didn't even know the remix till later, to be honest with you. I didn't know it at the time. I knew it a few years later. I would also say, I mean, Boogie Down Productions by any means necessary. It's simple, but I love it. The Malcolm X, you know, him doing a version of the Malcolm X. Even, yo, let's not sleep on the Far Side. It was all right to the Far Side.
Far Side is a great one. Like, I don't like any Biggie cover. I mean, I like the Ready to Die with the Baby, but it's not my favorite.
It's fine.
It's one of my favorite albums.
Yeah, but that cover.
But not
it's fine, but do I really want to, like, have a picture of a baby on my wall? I love CJ. Yeah. Great. He's a great guy. It's CJ.
No, it's not.
I thought it was.
CJ, what are you talking about? CJ wasn't even born yet.
Is it Tiana?
What are you talking about? No, I don't think it's any of. I don't even think it's somebody else's kid.
Well, but hold on. The album came out in 1994. Didn't he have his first kid right before the first album?
No. His first kid, but yeah, that's a daughter.
That's his daughter. You're right. CJ's much. CJ's younger. Album cover. Tired of you saying this shit.
It's Keith Roy Yearwood.
Right. Nope. It's Keith Roy Yearwood. Shut up, Billy June. I beat you.
Who is it?
Keith Roy Yearwood.
Who's that? Whose baby is that?
It's the baby of Delencia Burns.
What the fuck is that?
That's not one of Biggie's kids.
Who's Delencia Burns?
Diddy revealed they used a modeling agency called Chickie's Kids to cast the baby.
Wow. Well, and I got to tell
casted
you.
The baby.
And by the way, Saif, this is why you're a genius. That ends the conversation as to why that's not in the conversation. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Model agency baby. Like, no. It's cool. And Life After Death's depressing. The Wu-Tang cover's pretty dope. It's cool.
Wu-Tang. Wait, the Wu-Tang album cover?
Yeah, you're right. It's not as good as the album is, though.
The Ghostface one is dope with the cooking of the wallabies.
Ooh.
Cooking the wallabies. Even Raekwon album, which is probably top five albums of all time, is like, I love the cover because of the album. I don't love the art.
Right, because you shouldn't even be thinking about how good the album is. It's really how good the cover is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably whack shit that had great covers.
Exactly, that we're not thinking about. Let's be real. You know what's a better conversation? Yeah. What are the worst covers of great albums? Like, I know that this will probably be unpopular. Is The Chronic really a good cover? That is the most basic shit. They took a zigzag and put Dr. Dre's face in it.
Yeah, no. It's great because it's of the album. It's iconic. What about Doggy Style?
Doggy Style's cool. The cartoon is fun. That thing's cool. I'm not mad at that. But this is a tough question. Yo, what about...
Yeah, I'm also a very visual person. I need a book of, like, album covers.
I got you, Saif. I know what it
narrowing
is.
Narrowing it down.
It's Akineli Vagina Dinah, where he has a spoon and what looks like the vulva in the spoon.
Vagina slop.
All right, let's move on. I don't know. That's a hard one, man. That's a good question.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Matt says, everyone talks about their own.
We should do... Sorry. Hold on. Sorry to cut you off. That is a dope-ass one app contest or something to do. You know what I mean?
What do you mean contest? Like who can...
Best hip-hop albums.
Like who can point out... Listen, if you want to tweet us this week and tell us the worst album with the best cover and the best album with the worst cover, I'm into that. Mm-hmm. And then the best overall, sure.
Yeah, and then you will win. You'll win some Wanep merch, which is a very famous in New York.
Which is
t-shirt.
Not Wanep merch, but Saif's kids need to eat. Matt says, everyone talks about their own imagined classic producer and artist collab album. Are there any pairings that you guys think would not work? Well. Yeah, I mean, sorry, Matt. I thought you were going to say which ones would you want to see.
Most of them don't.
Yeah, I mean, you don't just stumble onto combinations that work all the time. I've spent a lot of time trying to think of who I think could be that next. I mean, this isn't a producer, it's just a random collab, but what could be the next Run the Jewels? It's not easy, because a lot of people have tried it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about that too. Yeah, what would be the next Run the Jewels? But Run the Jewels is a crazy story, though.
But the ones that don't work are endless. There's so many that don't work. You know?
I actually don't like collabo albums when, like, I like it. I like when you form a group better. You spend more time together and work on shit, where collabo albums are like just for this time period and then we're just doing this.
Yeah,
you know?
If you're going to do it, forced. I feel like you should really lean into it the way Run the Jewels did. Like, decide you're becoming a group.
But Run the Jewels, but here's the thing. But they didn't do that at first because LP produced a Killer Mike
album. They
got
right.
And it's
right.
good.
It was organic.
It's not
how they
Run
got
the Jewels, though.
Right.
It is good. Yeah, the LP produced a Killer Mike album. It is LP was featured on a couple songs. It is a very good album, but it's not Run the Jewels. When they got together as a group and decided
You know who I think about?
Is what
the person
for some
I think
reason
the most
it,
about. I'd like for him to find, like, I'd like for him to find that producer and have, like, a run is Styles P. Mm-hmm. I think Styles P could have a Run the Jewels-like moment. Now, granted, he doesn't need it. He does well.
Ah, yes.
And he's got the juice... places, he's fine. But just for my own artistic pleasure.
Yeah, that's a good one. Who would be the producer of that?
I don't know. I'll tell you what I think is super sneaky great by him, though, and made me want more. I mean, we'll never get Pharrell and Styles P, but they are interesting. By the way, I texted Pharrell just to say hi. We were talking about him. Guess what he said?
What was that?
Yo, I'm at Dave Chappelle's.
Oh. Pharrell's out there.
Yeah, what's going on out there, Syfe?
I don't know.
Have you been disinvited?
It's something I'm not allowed to say if it is what I think it is.
Oh, that there's something going on.
Yeah. It's the thing that Quali was not allowed to say when he was on.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good. Billy June, do you have anything good that's come through Instagram? And I recognize that you have no idea what good is in any regard.
Thanks. There's a bunch. The most asked question is, are you going to redo De La Soul?
Are we going to redo De La Soul? What does that
mean? I said that's the most asked question.
What does that mean?
Are you going to attempt a third interview?
A third interview?
Why? We have a great interview with De La Soul. What do you mean? What does that person mean? We have a great interview with them. We have the makeup interview.
Five?
What are they not? We have a great De La interview from South by Southwest.
Now, if the question was, are you guys going to re-release the interview on Patreon? Okay, it's a good question. But why would we be desperate to get a third interview with
him? I think I know the Juanep problem. The De La Soul problem. Because I told you, I have the CDs. I have the CDs that say Juanep De La Soul.
Right.
I believe the problem was that, remember when you used to have CD burners, you had to finalize the CD. Remember that?
You think it's that?
Remember you used to record? We used to have to record to CD, and then at the end of it, before you ejected it, you have to press this button that said finalize, and it would, I don't know, burn it or whatever.
And then you'd say yes, and you'd wait like a minute, and it would be done.
Yeah, it would have to finish. So I think because we have, there's two CDs, and there is like 5 minutes of the end of the interview on the second CD. So I think the first one was never finalized.
Because
now,
we could
find the exact same machine.
Wait, hold on.
We find the exact same machine.
Do we know that machine's not in that room anymore?
Oh, I haven't been in that building in years. I don't work there anymore. I was a disgraced radio personality. You want to check? You want to go up there and check? You haven't been there in a year either.
Well, I know the person to ask this to. Oh, no.
Who would that be?
Hold on.
Dom?
Hold on. Unfortunately, not.
Dom left?
No, Dom's around, but
oh,
it's not the person who we have to ask.
Who would you ask? Oh, you're calling somebody.
On a weekend? Why he called me on the weekend? You never called me on the weekend.
No. No.
Oh, boy. Why?
We have an important question for you, Juanito.
What do you want?
So, Seif believes that the old lost Juanep episode of De La Soul, because he has the CDs, he believes that they were recorded but not finalized. My question, our question for you, Juanito.
No. Your question. I want no parts of this.
Seif doesn't even trust you enough to ask a question. I'm asking.
Yes, I don't like Seif.
I'm asking you personally, as a friend. Is the old CD burner that you would put the disc in and hit record, is that machine still in your room at Hot 97?
No. Mm-hmm. It might be in another studio at the station. You know, that's a great question. Maybe one day you want to go down there and finalize it.
Seif, how crazy would it be if Andrew Bence could maybe find that for us, our engineer, and it could work.
It should be in engineering, like the old device, the old CD burner. But you could finalize it through any PC
you think
laptop.
You could?
You see where this is going? You see, this is why
I'm being optimistic.
Spell optimistic, you piece of shit.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. How about
that?
Can
he hear me?
Yeah.
Can he hear me?
I can hear you, you fucking asshole.
I thought it was on, like, where only Rosenberg.
Oh, no, you know what? I'll tell you who's an asshole. Wait, hold on. Juanito, talk again.
It has to be the
Yes. Cypher is a fucking asshole. Cardi says he's an asshole. But hey,
even Cardi,
somehow, some way,
he's
a little
dropping Cardi.
Because he agrees with me, you being an asshole.
Are you having secret meetings with Cardinal Official that I don't know about? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
I personally believe it has to be the exact same recorder.
That's an interesting.
Not the exact same
machine.
Not the exact same machine, but the same model. If you recorded it in a Sony, you can't finalize it in a fucking Tascam or some shit. I think
those CD original ones were taken out,
but they're probably in engineering somewhere. They're probably sitting around. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Well, why don't you find out, Juanito?
I'm not going to the station for that shit. I don't even work for you.
Call somebody. call somebody.
You have Billy June. Let your producer produce.
Oh, so you don't want to? Oh, you don't want to help us out?
Oh, you want me to help a friend? See, I'll help a friend. Oh, help fucking.
Wow. Get your boy. Work your boy. Working over at fucking Apple Music, getting fucking gassed up with on his emails with fucking.
Oh, see, that would a fuckface response would be from a fuckface.
Wow.
If a true friend asked, "Hey man, I have a favor. Would you mind doing that?" From the
money. You never absolutely.
You didn't ask me. Rosenberg asked me on a weekend. Wow. You did it.
You got you a little job with a little paycheck. Yo, you talk crazy.
Why don't you be like
crazy.
Funko Flex and get lipo in your mouth because you talk mad shit, all right? Shit. Get that fat fuck face and lose some weight, huh, don't you? Go in the gym. No one cares about you working and walking or walking, whatever you do, your bullshit job. Right,
I'm going to be honest. I like Saif. This Juanita. I do. I don't know. Yo,
what happened
listen.
To Juanito? What happened? Which fucking anti-bully retreat did you go to? which Tony Robbins?
That's all it took.
Fucking
all right, thanks, Juanito. You're really helpful today.
I'll just let me. Saif, where does he Saif
has
so
to
then
see
I can take this.
All right, goodbye, Juanito. Thank you for answering.
I'll meet you on the Mario Cuomo Bridge.
Well, there you have it. He really doesn't like you very much, Saif.
Wow. What?
That sounds like legitimate tension from someone who hates you. All right, Billy Jew, can you ask us a good question? Because so far you're 0-1.
Someone said, are you hiring any Carhartt girls? I need a job. Thanks.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Is that on Instagram?
Yeah.
Was that on Instagram? Send us her, wait, you wanna... her profile right now. Let's check this Carhartt girl out.
Uh-oh.
Okay, just send it. Send it.
This is awkward.
Send but what, it. Say, I would hold love on, hold a on. Carhartt girl.
Calm
down.
Can we get a guess the BPM episode?
Ooh, we could do that right now. Saif, I have a question. Saif, what would you do with a Carhartt girl?
Yes.
To do...
Hire her.
I don't know what you would do
what
with her.
What would you do with a car?
Did you say? Let's see how this goes.
I just
goes.
Want to see who it is.
Here we go.
Oh.
See?
Oh, no.
That's what you get.
No.
It's your very own friend. So look what you did. What do you want to say now?
That's my fault. Yeah.
She
okay.
A Carhartt
girl,
you are
I mean,
so thirsty, and she's a real life Carhartt girl. And there's nothing for you to do with a Carhartt girl. All you're supposed to do is come to the events. All you're supposed to do is come to the event with either your thugged out boyfriend or you leave him at home. And that's it. I don't think we have, because we can barely pay Billy June.
You know what I love?
Explain.
You know what I love? A current Carhartt girl.
What do you mean reformed?
Or like a slightly reformed Carhartt.
Reformed how?
Who slightly right. reformed, slightly. You know, she's older now. She's older now. She has a decent job. And she went the square route. Like, she found a good guy. And she loves him. He's a good guy. But he's kind of a square. And a Carhartt girl comes to a one-up event and, like, bad-mouths him behind his back. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's my boy.
So I got some questions here. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Billy June, for sending him over.
Okay. All right.
If Biggie had never passed away, what would the name of his Disney Plus show be?
First of all, I don't like the term passed away when someone was brutally murdered. Passed away is like a grandmother who dies in her sleep. What would
That's right. You're correct about that.
Biggie's Disney Plus show. I think it would like something like Junior Mafia, but not Mafia. Maybe it would just be the JMs. And it would
no,
be, like,
you're not
cartoon.
Thinking the. No, it would be something like one big thing, with like B.I.G.
right.
in caps.
Right.
And it would be like you know Biggie. Thing, yeah. Biggie owns a restaurant, and the Junior Mafia all works there. Mm. Lil C's is the host, Kim is the main waitress, and Biggie's the manager.
Wait, this is Is this an acting, like a live action thing?
I was thinking his cartoon. Oh, because Disney Plus. Well, it could still be a cartoon. I guess you're right. When I hear Disney Plus, I guess I think it could be anything, but you're right. Maybe cartoon is the way to think.
No, maybe you're right. It would be like a Martin show. It would be like Martin.
All right, Sif, here's what we should do, I think.
What's that?
I think we should wrap up this episode about nothing.
It's not about nothing.
But I want to answer... Yeah, well, something of Jay's.
All right.
Things. There were things. But I think what we should do is we're going to take more questions. We're going to read more questions from Instagram and everything and go over some more fun stuff.
Let's do that
on Patreon.
We're going to go beyond the paywall.
We're going beyond the paywall. So this is it for today. If you were here for free, we love you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
If you want to get another 45 minutes or so of fuckery, go give us a... Is that Billy Jude? What tier Patreon do they need to get this?
This will be the sneaky big tier.
Okay.
Okay. Jump on the sneaky big tier. It's a few bucks and get the rest of the episode. There's some good stuff there. We answered a bunch of questions, including a terrific question from my friend Richie, which I really enjoy.
Do our WANEP fans want us to be super appreciative and supportive, or do they want, like, typical WANEP abuse? You know what I mean? Like, hey.
These are all things we need to know.
Hey, you fucking patrons. Give us more money, you fuck faces. Like, do they want that?
Right.
Or do they want, oh, thank you. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast. We love you.
There's a middle ground, I feel.
Give us your fucking money. You're spending money on bullshit. You're spending money on bullshit, and you're not supporting the guys who fucking started this shit.
All right, hold on, Sif. I'm going to give you, we're going to end here. This is Sif's attempt here. Sif, I'm going to give you the opportunity here for your own commercial for our Patreon. Yeah, here we go. I'm going to give you music, and we're going to start the commercial right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you fucking pieces of shit, you fuckface. Yeah, you. Yeah. Put that money down. Put that credit card down. Stop acting crazy. What'd you buy? Fucking cigarettes and fucking socks? No. We need that money. Give it up.
That was it?
Yo, listen.
I can't. I wanted you to do more of like a robbery thing. Like, yo, give us your fucking money right now. Like,
I couldn't hear the beat.
All right, here we go. I'm going to again.
Yo, let me tell you right now. Patreon.com/WANEP is dead. Put your fucking credit card number in there. And yeah, you might get scammed too. You might take that credit card number and buy some shit. Put your money down. Woo! Give us that money, bitch. Give it up. And top tier. Top tier. Matter of fact, find a way to give extra. Start 3 different Patreon accounts. Start 3 different Patreon accounts with different email addresses. And I want one of your emails.
Nah. And make sure you include your home address so we can send our peoples, Big Kevin, Dominic and Drew, to run up in your fucking house, take your fucking jewelry, and kill your fucking grandma.
Yeah. And I want one of your email addresses to be I fucking suck Rosenberg's @gmail.com. No, that's maybe, okay. You know what? I went too far. I apologize.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Join us on Patreon and we'll catch you next week.
It's not a sexual thing at all. Just robbery. Straight violence.
Yeah, thank you. Keep it to straight violence, please.
I would definitely pistol whip you.
No.
I wouldn't look over at your housekeeper like, what's up? Like,
No.
Just straight pistol whip.
Yeah. Just to be clear, if Sif is coming into your house, you're going to get pistol whipped, but he's not going to leer at your family like a fucking pervert, okay?
It is a straight
2021 proper violent beating where he in no way objectifies the women that are there.
Honestly, give me the cash and the non-traceable jewels and I will be on my way. Like, and throw me a laptop. I'm not going to be in there digging up in your family silverware. You know what I mean?
No, going in the underwear drawer and giving it a sniff. What the?
Like, if you really hit me with, like, this is my grandmother's ring from Russia, keep it. But, like, just some loose chain for Valentine's Day.
So if someone says, oh, my God, don't take this necklace. It was up my grandmother's ass for 5 years in Poland. Yo,
keep it.
Keep the ass necklace, okay?
Keep it. Yeah, keep it.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.